Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Brad in the Tax Forum, who tells us, I was awarded Social Security disability after 3 years of trying. I received substantial back pay, around $33,000 at once. This settlement will be added to my spouse's income. Is this taxable? Will I have to report the full amount paid to me in 2006, or must I file amended returns for previous years? Yes, Brad, I see why you're concerned. It's always wonderful to receive that big catch-up check, until you see how much extra it cost you in taxes that year. I wish that Congress would arrange to adjust the way this is reported. If you'd gotten those checks year by year, the taxes would have been quite small. Alas, those fools have no sympathy for the elderly and infirmed, even though many of them are. So all the money is income in the year you received it. You're going to include the gross amount of the Social Security income in your tax return entries. The software will compute the actual taxable percentage, about 85%. By gross, I mean the amount before you deduct the Medicare premiums. The Medicare premiums will go to your Schedule A as medical expenses, which may or may not end up being deductible. Now, you asked what makes the disability taxable. Well, the Social Security disability is treated just like regular Social Security income. The rules are the same. So if you're married and your joint income is over $32,000, part of your Social Security income becomes taxable. When your income is over $44,000, 85% of your Social Security is taxable. Filing separately won't solve the problem. When you use a married filing separate status, the 85% of Social Security is immediately taxable. There's no phase-in. But you can read more about it here in IRS Publication 17. I've given you the link to the right chapter. And next year will be much more normal. Remember, you'll find answers to lots of questions about SSI income and other tax information free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.